This is Benjamin Faust with the Church of Tinkerbell. Our regular hosts have taken a weekend off to rise together. Not off their couches, but on them. So my grandpa is going to read a little story for us instead. So light up, float away, and enjoy.
This year, Easter falls on April 20th. That's right, 420, the high holiday for marijuana lovers everywhere. Coincidence? Perhaps, or maybe it's a sign, a burning bush, if you will, and not the kind Moses saw. This one's rolled and ready to spark divine inspiration and possibly a craving for chocolate bunnies. Let us gather, dear friends, to celebrate this most blessed of double holidays. The resurrection of Jesus, allegedly, and the elevation of consciousness, definitely. Because on this day, we don't just ask, did he rise? We ask, did we? The gospel, according to Dank. According to ancient stoner scripture, discovered in a Doritos bag somewhere near Joshua Tree, the disciples gathered in a circle, passed the holy herb, and said, "Let us partake, for the tomb is empty, and so is this grinder." Jesus was not in the tomb. He was in the garden, and it wasn't a fig tree he cursed this time. It was someone who tried to bogart the blunt. The Last Supper? More like the Munchies Feast. Bread? Check. Wine? Obviously. But what they didn't write in the Gospels is that Jesus also brought brownies. And not just any brownies. Miracle brownies. Peter ate half and claimed he saw a vision of Jesus walking on kaleidoscopic water. Thomas doubted until he took a bite and said, "My Lord and my couch. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who harsh our vibe." In honor of this holy convergence, let us cast off the shackles of guilt, shame, and THC testing. Let's rise, not from the dead, but from the couch, to stretch our minds, laugh with friends, and contemplate such profound questions as, would Jesus have turned water into bong water? Was the burning bush just a really intense sativa? And what exactly is the Holy Spirit, if not a contact high? A new kind of resurrection. Maybe it's not about whether someone rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. Maybe it's about how we rise together in joy, in irreverence, in community, in elevation. So on this most sacred of 420 Easters, light one up, raise your glass and your consciousness. And remember, he is risen. So are we. And if we're lucky, so are the cinnamon rolls. Amen. Pass the lighter.